Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Afternoon, Australia. Happy Friday Eve, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, how great it is to be with you people.
Absolutely. Good to see you, Mr. Tommy Little.
What's going on, legends? Should we get straight into it?
I think we need to get straight into it.
Yeah.
No time to waste.
There's an issue. Yesterday, we touched the pulse of Australia and we didn't realise it was going to have quite the impact that it did.
I go to the same coffee shop every single day. I get my coffee from the same. How long have we been doing this show for now? 2.5 years?
Something like that.
And the man is an incredibly conservative man at the coffee shop that serves me coffee. He's delightful and he's just very well dressed. He's very well spoken and he's just a very nice man.
Yes.
He's never once spoken to me about any of the content in our show.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning he says to me, I almost called up yesterday. And I'm thinking, oh, why didn't you call? And he said, I just didn't know whether to call because it was you were doing that talk topic about the three, the three things.
What was it about, Buzz?
Don't make me do it again.
Say it.
When did you blow through three holes?
When you blow out three holes. When do all three valves go at the same time?
It's called Shell.
I said, what happened? And he said, oh, mate, I was with a mate. We were skiing down the slopes. He was snowboarding. And then I saw this trail of brown behind him. And I realised that he pooed himself, weed himself and vomited all at the same time.
Yes. Which we now know is the triple threat known as the Shellella, named after the girl who did it from the makeup department. I'm not meant to be that specific.
I think not. No.
That's why we changed her name, Tommy.
That's why we changed her name, mate.
And who was born on the 4th of May.
Anyway, what we realised is there's probably a lot of people that wanted to call up.
Yes.
But thought, I don't know about calling up and being live on radio to talk about the time they or someone they know does.
Did a Shellella.
Out of three holes. Yeah. So we thought we'd give him the chance because I'm here in Adelaide for the Adelaide Fringe and I had two people come up to me. One of them said, hey mate, I've done a Shellella.
Shellella.
And then after my show in the gardens, a guy came up to me and he goes,
doing
my girlfriend did the blow out all three holes on me one night when she'd had too much to drink. And so I thought there were all these people all around Australia who wanted to share their story with us and didn't get the chance. Now is your chance. 131060, give us a call. You might not have been able to get through yesterday. You might have stewed on it for 24
name.
Hours.
We can use a different name if you're embarrassed about doing a Shellella. It's okay.
Yes. When did you blow out all three holes? What happened? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little, right across Australia, live from Carrie's granny flat. There is something in Adelaide that is breaking people's bones. Sounds very A Current Affair, that tease. It's coming up inside the next 20 minutes.
Yes, and after that, the story of the dodgy plumber who won't stop ripping people off and the neighbours from hell. We can't get them to move out.
Do you think ACA would do the story of the woman who blew out three holes? You're not having deja vu if you're thinking, what? They talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
So I told you yesterday about a friend of mine who was so sick after having had a few drinks. She asked her boyfriend to spoon her to go to sleep and he woke up in the night and realised that she had done number one, number twos and vomited all over him as he spooned her.
Yeah, like something had exploded in her stomach and had come out every orifice.
Yes, and she was fast asleep. And I was saying that the coffee man down the road from me, great man, for the first time in 2 years of doing this show, really wanted to call up yesterday to share his story but didn't feel he could. And we thought we have to give people the chance.
Yes, there's a lot of people out there who have blown out all three holes and they haven't had a chance to speak out one and tell their story. And so we've reopened the phones for all the people who couldn't get through. Craig, what happened?
Oh, I was working in Papua New Guinea.
That'll do
and
it.
And I caught a disease called Giardia.
Oh, yes.
It's a little love heart-shaped virus that gets in your system.
Oh.
But needless to say, I got quite sick and the embassy called a plane for me.
Oh.
And I was medevaced back to Australia. I was the only occupant on this gigantic plane. And I was sitting in the plane toilet for 10 hours doing number one, two, and the vomit all at the same time.
Oh, my God, Craig.
Craig, you got a private jet and that's how you treated it.
Oh, I treated it nasty, trust me.
Hey, were you so glad in that moment? Were you so glad that nobody else was on the plane?
Well, the pilots were on the plane. They weren't happy with me.
The smell. Planes smell bad enough.
Man, why did they, at what point, like I'm amazed that they medevaced you out. Does that mean you were in danger of dying?
In a little way, yeah. They ended up having to fly me because they didn't have the ability to treat that illness in the country.
Yeah, wow. Right.
That's so great. I mean, I'm sorry for you, the time that you spent on that plane,
cracking,
Craig, but
it's
a cracking yarn, isn't it?
Claire, really? Can you top that cracking yarn?
Well, I just had a C-section, and the doctors had filled me up full of pain relief, and I was then given something to counteract the pain relief, which I'm sure you know what that is. And I was sitting on the toilet in my hospital room, vomiting, diarrhea, and myself as well because I just had a baby.
Yep. That's actually blew out four holes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you had a Caesar as well, so you had a fourth
had
hole.
Another hole.
I had a fourth hole.
Claire, I can't believe it. We're going to call that the Claire. We're going to call that the Claire.
When
have you blown out all four holes? Good on you, Claire.
Oh, Sam. Sam, I'm sure you wanted to call up yesterday. We're very thankful that you've called up today and that you've taken the time. When did you blow out of three holes?
I was in New York City with my time boyfriend. It was just under 2 years together, so it was still in those early stages.
Yeah.
And I got gastro for the first time in my life, so severe. And it was in those little tin boxes. And to top it off, the door to the toilet didn't close properly. So my boyfriend got the whole thing, but it was like a five hole. I had the nose running, the eyes watering, and everything else. I call it a five holer.
You call it a five holer. We're calling it the Samantha.
It was unreal. And luckily he is my husband, so obviously I didn't scare him away too badly, but it was awful.
See, this is the thing. The friend who I was telling the story about, her and her partner, that was early on in their relationship. They're still together too. May have just cracked the secret.
We've cracked
the code.
The
finding the love of your life.
So curls get the girls, but to get the boys, just blow out of as many holes as you can.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. It was theatre. I was giving you chips.
Is that what was happening? Because in real life, it felt like I was just being abandoned and hung out to dry by my less than supportive co-host.
No, I said, here you go. I was giving you chips.
I thought you were pointing at me to play the opener for Bickmore's Bits.
Oh, mate, all of us will move
on. I thought you said, there you go. Like, just like, all right, you're done?
No, here you go, as in you said you wanted them. Anyway, now yesterday I was going to bring you all a story, the most inspirational story I'd seen for the day, but I made the mistake of showing the video to Tommy, and then he said it was so heartbreaking that I wasn't allowed to bring it because every time I even started to talk about it, I burst out crying. Yes. It was a beautiful video. We ended up putting it on the Carrie and Tommy Instagram. So I'm not going to bring you that because you just think that I'm going to be able to get through it without crying. But I'm going to bring you another beautiful story today. This is a story of an American teenager. No, it just shows you. You often say that we don't, give kids enough credit. The kids of today, how beautiful, beautiful souls that they are. And I think this is a true indication of that. An American teenager watched his mate push himself around school in a manual wheelchair for years up and down school hallways. And he found it incredibly difficult and it used to exhaust him. And he thought that it was unfair that life and getting around, a simple thing that a lot of people do, should be so hard. He went and got a job. He's a teenager at school, went and got a job for a year at the local mechanic, and he saved up enough money to buy his mate an electric wheelchair so that his mate can get around school easier. Now, if that's not beautiful, I don't know what is.
Yep, it's a pretty good rebuke to all the people out there who say, kids these days, they're so disconnected. They just spend all the time looking at their screens. They don't care for one another. What a bloody ripper.
Absolutely. Now, this next story is for you. Also inspirational. A couple of days ago, an article came out about an Oregon man who survived 5 days trapped in his car in the snow with his dog. How did he survive? On packets of Taco Bell sauce.
The hot sauce.
Yep. Hot sauce. He definitely would have done a Shalala in that car at some point, I feel.
I love the idea of him getting rescued, and as they're going to open the door, he goes, no, you don't want to come in here.
Oh, that's finally when he lets it all out. He's been hanging out because he didn't want to live in a car. Anyway, Taco Bell have now awarded him a year of free food. They said the fact that you survived on our hot sauce is amazing, and come and eat as much hot sauce as you want.
Yeah, and then he can keep
Not
those.
As inspirational as the story before, but...
It's still pretty good. It's still pretty, pretty good. What have you got to finish this off?
We've got a new bachie. We've got a new bachelor for 2019. He's been announced. Matt Agnew. You can follow him at Mr. Matt Agnew on Instagram if you want to check him out.
Aggers.
He's a 31-year-old.
Aggert.
Matt Aggers, yeah. He's Aggers. Got that, I'm sure. He's a 31-year-old astrophysicist from Melbourne. He was raised in Adelaide and Perth. Oh, like me. Except for I'm not an astrophysicist or a man. He loves AFL, and according to his previous Tinder profile, he likes outdoor hikes, hitting the gym, and is handy in the kitchen, ladies. Hey. He also is working on his PhD.
You just sounded like a sleazy man, ladies. Right,
he's trying to locate new planets to rival Earth.
What?
That's what he does in his spare time. He's an astrophysicist.
Jeez, I wonder why he's still single.
Don't be cliched about this. This is awesome.
It's awesome, but have you heard the scandal?
No.
Haven't you?
No.
So, you know, all the press is about his glasses. That was the first thing they released, photo of just his glasses.
Yeah.
And then the photo is him wearing glasses. That is the only place that you can find a photo of him wearing glasses. In all his other profile shots on everything else, no glasses.
But maybe he wears them to read.
They reckon they put the glasses on him to make him appear hotter and nerdier. Dun, 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 dun.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. What's breaking bones? What's going on? You're in Adelaide. You're in my hometown.
If I say Lime Scooter to you, what do you think?
I have no idea. The only thing I know about Lime Scooters is I read a headline, I think, and I may be wrong, but I feel like I read a headline last week, people saying they've been getting injured, and there was a photo of a woman with, like, all the way down her arm, stitches from falling off or her, I don't know what happened to her because I only read the headline, but it wasn't good.
Well, so Lime Scooters, I'm pretty sure, are soon going to be all over the country. Right now, I know they're in Brisbane because producer Belle, she had a hoon on a Lime Scooter. Did you love it?
I loved it. It was so much fun. I got up to 30 k's an hour.
30 k's an hour.
And so can you explain to Bickers what they are, Belle?
So it's an electric scooter. So you like hold down the accelerator thing and you just go really fast.
So they looks like a Razor scooter, Bickers, but it's got
their
motorised.
So like a kid's Razor scooter, but they're motorised.
And so I get to Adelaide and everybody is fanging around the city on these Lime scooters because they've just come in here. And so you've just got people.
And they like the bike thing, like where you can like the
bike. Exactly. Like so you just
go
need
and
to
you
download
drop them off and then you move it to somewhere else and then you leave it there.
Yeah. So here, everybody's dumping these Lime scooters in the Torrens here.
Okay, right.
But they're great, right? Of course, so at night, everybody is out for Fringe Festival, is out for WOMAD, is out for Clipsal was just on last week. So they're just jumping on these things, Hammond.
Do you have to wear a helmet?
You're meant to wear a helmet, yes. Right. But of course, the helmets aren't. They're attached, but just by trust. So you sometimes just see someone walking around with one of the helmets on.
And no scooter.
And no
That'd
scooter.
Be you.
But somebody has already broken a nose and tried to sue, I've been told. And I've also been told that somebody lost their license drink driving on the Lime scooter. Yeah, so you lose your driver's license if you're drunk on the Lime scooter.
I remember Buzz telling us that your friend lost it on an Esky.
Yeah, a motorised Esky that he got, and we got done.
That'll do it. That'll do it. So I wanted to do, I don't know if you remember our historical segment that was...
Strava Discusser.
Oh, we were trying to unpack what Strava was. That's
yes,
right. That
yes.
running
And
that
I did think we had the audio because Buzz played it to me earlier. But then I saw... Buzz, I really liked you thinking on your feet then and you just... You just thought if you just said it that no one had noticed, so we didn't throw it to the audio.
Well, I'm pretty sure that this is the grab that you were talking about that I have just found in the system.
Strava Discusser. Yeah. Strava.
You did a pretty
discusser.
Good job.
Strava Discusser.
So that's the audio that you wanted.
Yeah.
So what are we doing now?
Well, it's when we learn about something new that we didn't know about, and I just want to talk about it. I want to know about your run-ins. I want to know if you've had an accident. I want to know if you've loved them, hated it. Let's do Lime Scooters Discusser. Give us a call, 13 10 60.
Lime Scooters Discusser.
It's uncanny.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because, as you know, I'm in Adelaide for the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
You're starting the comedy tour.
Yes. The shows are sold out, but we've chucked some extra shows on late night, Saturday nights. So if you're in Adelaide and you want some late night fun, I've put on two extra shows on late night, Saturday night. So get involved. But
they might be too busy, though. They might be busy getting out and about in their Lime scooter.
Yes.
Maybe they can come to the show on their Lime scooter.
Absolutely. They've taken over the city of Adelaide, and soon they're going to take over the whole of Australia. I believe they're coming to Sydney and Melbourne as well. They're already in Brisbane. I don't know what's happening in Perth.
Not sure.
Okay, good. Should have fact checked that myself. But like with any new thing,
it's funny that Adelaide's got them already, because everyone always jokes that Adelaide's always behind.
No, but that's the funny thing about Adelaide. It's actually way further ahead. Like on renewables, on plastic bags, they banned them before everybody else.
The 5 cent, you know, can or plastic bottle deposit thing.
Yep.
Anyway,
good. Yep. Yeah, so we're talking Lime scooters, Discasa, because some people are breaking bones, some people are getting done drink driving. Hayley, have you had a ride on a Lime scooter?
Yes, I did. I was down there for just a weekend visiting a friend at the pretty much the start, and I didn't know they were there, and they were just everywhere, but you could never find two at the same time, and we would find one, but it was dead or it was half charged or something rather, and we found two. And I think we went on for like a 40-minute ride. Like, we just kept doing laps around. And you can actually pause them. So you can, like, you put a pause on it and no one else can take them.
Right.
So we went and got dinner. And as we were sitting in the front window, because we were worried people were going to try to, like, scoot off with them, we were watching them. And we had about 7 or 8 people run up really excited, try to scan it to turn it on, and it would come up on pause. And then they'd be looking around trying to find us.
Oh, okay. And no broken bones?
No, no broken bones. And I was wearing heels, so that was a possibility.
Wow.
Okay, you can rock the Lime scooter in heels. That was the question I was going to ask, so that's good. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome to Lime Scooters Discasa.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Living the dream legend. What happened?
Mine was a bit of a delayed epic fail, and very similar to the previous caller. We just flew back from San Diego, where they are absolutely littered everywhere.
Really?
And I flew over there with a buddy of mine, Ben, and I didn't have a connection to the internet. So he downloaded the app, put his credit card on it, and we grabbed these scooters and we went for a bit of a cruise around, and then we discovered the pause motion as well. So we hit pause and we went in and had this elaborate lunch, and it was phenomenal. And we had a great time. An hour and a half later, we come back and the scooters were there because no one could take them because they were paused. And then we finally get back to the ferry to head back over to the hotel. And my buddy's wife calls, giving him an absolute spray, and finally gets off the phone. And we realise that when you hit it on pause, you're still being charged. So our hour and a half lunch was about $100, and our hour and a half of the scooter sitting there was about $170.
Oh, my God.
So it was a ripper. We got absolutely nailed. So just be mindful of the pause. You're still getting charged.
Wow. But I didn't know they were that much. Surely they're not that much here. Surely that's San Diego prices.
Yeah, probably US dollar conversion rate, but it was a big whack of change for it to be sitting out there so no one else would take it.
Bloody oath. It's that, maybe that is why people are chucking him in the torrents here. It's cost them $170 and I thought, screw this. Let's go to Kim.
Hey, Kim, have you been on one? Oh, yeah, sorry. I didn't do it right, did I?
No, I was going to say welcome to Lime Scooter Discasa. And if you can make your story a bit quicker than the last callers, that'd be great.
As quick as a Lime scooter.
Mm.
Hey, guys, how are yous?
Not a good start. Let's wrap it up with a buzz.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, I'm loving being back. Mm. I'm absolutely loving being back here. I'm loving doing the show. As we know, we had an extended maternity break. And it was hard on both of us. I've got an issue.
That you're going to make my fault?
No, not at all. I just think I've been looking for a safe space to talk about it.
Okay.
And a lot of my outside friends don't understand and they don't offer me the same kind of solace and confidence.
Oh, I know what you want.
I think it's been a long time between sessions.
Yeah.
And I think it's time that we meet again, Buzz, if you wouldn't mind. Hi, guys. If you have just tuned in, welcome. This is, of course, our usual meeting of Fat Guts Anonymous, where we get to talk about the things we've been eating and we're honest about.
There's no judgment. It's a safe space.
About how much we're eating.
Yeah.
And
or
sure.
What? How much? Yes. When?
And sure, sometimes we say an amount and then
we. Yeah, 5 Tim Tams and you mean the whole packet.
Yes.
You've got to be honest. You've got to be honest. This space.
You know I'm partial to a croissant.
Mm.
Yeah, because you cracked it when they stopped serving ham and cheese ones.
And you know what they changed it with?
Yeah.
Kimchi. Cheese and kimchi.
I don't know what kimchi is.
It's fermented cabbage.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That should be nowhere near a croissant.
You know how ridiculous? I was furious until I had one.
Oh.
Guess what's happened?
A kimchi croissant. Is it good?
It's so bloody good. I can't help it.
How many kimchi croissants are you having?
Honestly?
In a sitting or across the week?
I'm having a sitting every day.
Don't laugh. This is a safe space.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. It's okay. How many a day are you having?
I'm having 2 a day.
So that's 14 a week.
I only realised when I was sitting with a mate, because the bakery was right near my house, and I was sitting with a mate, and we were having a coffee and a second cheese and kimchi croissants. And I said, do you think anybody in Australia is eating more croissants than us? And he laughed and he said, us? Most of the time you come here by yourself. And I said to him, let's get a round 2. And he said, I don't want a second one. And I said, can you please order 2 so it doesn't look like I'm ordering?
So then you had 3?
I had 3.
I mean, they're small. They're not big.
They're full size.
Oh. I'm trying to help you.
I'm trying to help
now
myself.
Now I just want one.
They're really good.
Can you get me one?
So anyway, guys, I'm eating a lot of croissants.
You're not alone, mate. There's people eating a lot of random stuff.
Mm, yeah. Buzz, I don't want to make a, you know, they say to don't judge a book by its cover, but I'm just guessing you've got something to contribute.
I actually appreciate you offering this safe space for me to tell my story. The other night, Bronte and I, my fiancée, she fell asleep early and I was watching TV. I couldn't sleep. Oh, and no. I was...
You ate her, didn't you? I knew this is how it's going to go. Oh, God.
I was so close to the wedding.
It's a safe space, but it's really turned into a criminal matter. God, you lay down next to her like a python does, where it sizes up, cannon finish spray.
Isn't that crazy how they do that?
Yeah.
The whole alligator just goes through the python.
And you lay down next to her and you're like, yep, I think I can do this. I did notice that bump in your stomach and I thought, that looks really like a 5'5" lady that Buzz is packing.
What did you eat?
How do I beat that?
I don't know if you can, but let's try.
All right. So Bronte and I, my fiancé, we're in bed late at night. And I was feeling just a little bit hungry.
Yeah.
I went into the kitchen to see if I could find a snack and I was confronted with 2 packets of mac and cheese. So I heated up the mac and cheese, the family pack, brought it back to bed and ate it on my bedside table, lying next to my fiancée who was dead asleep. After I had finished the family pack, Bronte woke up and was... She goes, I think our dog Winston has just taken a poo in the room.
Oh, yeah.
The Parmesan.
Yeah.
And said, you know what I did?
What?
Ate her. But it's a picture of you dislocating your jaw to try and get round her and her waking up. What are you doing, Buzz? Oh, nothing.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're in a safe space. I've just revealed that I'm eating 14 croissants a week and Buzz ate his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so we're inviting other people into the safe space to Fat Guts Anonymous to tell us what they're eating and how much. Call number 1, if you wouldn't mind starting by simply introducing yourself and telling us what you're eating.
Hi, guys. My name's David.
Yeah, David.
Last Friday night, I went round to my partner's house where she made me 2 large bowls of rice noodles.
Oh, yeah.
Later, I then ate dinner with her parents, which was a couple plates of roast. Then I took her out to where she was going to be eating dinner with her friends. And they asked if I'd like to stay.
So that was 5 dinners, David.
So I naturally, yes, more or less. So I naturally stayed and had a Korean barbecue with them.
Naturally.
And then we went out for some ice cream afterwards to wash it all down.
Did you have any kimchi at the Korean barbecue, David?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, kimchi. David, talk to me about the ice cream. After so many dinners, I wouldn't think a man would have much room for ice cream. But what did you eat at the ice cream parlour?
It was ricotta and citrus, and there's always room for ice cream.
Ricotta and citrus.
Don't judge a man, Bickmore. It's a safe space.
No, you're out, mate.
It actually works quite well.
Does it? And David, how many scoops did you have?
Only a few.
Was it a cup or a cone?
It was a cup.
Okay.
I feel like we'll see you again next week. So
thank you so much
have
for
a good
sharing,
week.
David.
Yeah, really should we go to caller number two? Mm. Welcome to Fat Guts Anonymous.
My name is Brock. I confess to eating 5 $1 hamburgers from Macca's a day.
A day.
Monday to Friday.
I've got to be excited.
So
Monday
you're having 25 hamburgers a week?
Yeah.
Brock, I say this in a purely professional manner, but Jesus Christ.
$5 a day.
Brock, how are the guts going?
Yeah.
The guts, it's actually going not bad because I am working, seven to three, so I do sweat it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But, $5, it's getting to me.
Yeah, Brock, I meant more the digestion, but sure.
Brock, how old are you?
I'm 18.
How long do you plan on living?
That's only something you can do at 18.
How old do I plan on living? Hopefully a couple more years.
Brock, I
feel we'll see Brock next week too.
I love it, Brock. Keep it up. And when you said you only do it Monday to Friday, do you occasionally sneak a weekend session in there as well?
Look, there may be a sneaky Saturday here and there, but usually on the Sundays I hit the McFlurries.
Oh. Brock, thank you. Thank you for being brave and thank you for sharing. Caller number three, if you wouldn't
mind. Caller number three, I note that we haven't had a lot of women calling out. Women, this is a safe space. I mean, there's no judgment here. Please, next week, feel free to call Fat Guts Anonymous. Anybody is welcome. All ages.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they exactly right? All ages, genders, anything.
Yeah.
If you're eating, we'll be meeting. That's the motto.
That's our motto.
Let's go to caller number three, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself and just saying what you've been up to.
Hi, guys. This is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
I've eaten 60 eggs in the space of a week.
What? Sorry. Greg. Greg.
Yeah, it's very unprofessional of my colleague, sorry, Greg. Sorry. What she meant was, sorry, Greg? How many?
60.
And Greg, how is it spread across the week? How is your day looking?
Breakfast, fried eggs, egg sandwiches for lunch.
Yeah. Oh.
Fried egg sandwiches when I got home. And, I don't know, 4 or 5 with dinner.
And how's the
wind? Do you have a partner? Because it's a very windy food.
Yeah, she was fairly used to it before the eggs started.
Yeah.
Before the eggs started.
does she egg as well, Greg?
Not as severe as I do, no.
You'd be hatching a lot of eggs too, wouldn't you, if you're eating that many?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah.
It's great to finish on Egg Greg, as I like to know him.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Just before we go, though, a bit of a public service announcement from you, one Tommy Little. I feel now is the right time for you to issue an apology to the great Bradley Cooper. Anything you want to say to him?
Mr. Bradley Cooper, why should I apologise to him?
The brilliant Bradley Cooper, who's been in the brilliant movie A Star Is Born.
That bloke who stole 3 hours of my life the other day.
Well, exactly. That's what I want to talk to you about. So last week we did a whole break where you pretty much just explained that you hated one of the highest grossing movies of all time. This is what you had to say.
A Star Is Born sucks.
Oh. Correct.
It's cliche.
That is just not true.
Yep.
I thought maybe you were just saying it for clickbait. Maybe you were just saying it for, you know, cut through. Nah, and then we had great Australian Hugh Jackman on the phone last week. Mm-hmm. And then you bravely told him that you didn't think that A Star Is Born or Bradley Cooper were any good.
Yep. A Star Is Born. Now, I didn't love it. I actually hated it. What are your thoughts?
I think he's jealous of Bradley Cooper. That's what I think is going on.
Oh, No. I thought it was really great. And I thought Bradley did an amazing job. First time director, and as an actor, I thought he was amazing. No, I thought it was really great. I'm not going to shout you down for it, but I'm going to strongly disagree.
You notice I softened on my stance a little bit with Hugh. I didn't go as hard.
Only because Hugh was on the line.
Yeah, no. I got
panicked. And so now that you've had time to reflect on it, do you have anything else you want to say about Bradley Cooper?
Oh, just maybe that he should change the name of the movie to A Shit Movie Is Born.
I don't think that's how you really feel, because yesterday in one of our meetings, we were rolling on that meeting, we were recording that meeting, and during that meeting, this is what you had to say.
That's fine. No, I didn't hate it. Actually, I didn't hate A Star Is Born.
Sorry? You didn't hate A Star Is Born? You just publicly hated it for 2 weeks.
That was Buzz doing my voice.
Was it though?
That's fine. No, I didn't hate it. Actually, I didn't hate A Star Is Born. You do a very good me, Buzz. I'll give you that. You know who you're
five
a very
stars?
Good actor.
Is that what you're giving
Buzz, you're a very
stars?
Good actor. You're a better
five
actor
stars?
Than that Bradley Cooper hack.
All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow for your Friday. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Bye.
We'll catch you then.
Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.